Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, March 25th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Houston, Texas. Got a nice diary today from Kevin. Kevin talks about repurposing logs, in particular, how to look at existing logs you already have in different ways to extract more information out of them. One example I really liked was the use of proxy logs as a passive DNS systems. Proxy logs typically record the IP address and the host name of a server that a user connected to. That, of course, equivalents information that you usually get out of passive IP systems. This and a couple more tricks. If you're interested in it, check out Kevin's diary from Tuesday. And two security researchers, Mauro Gentile and Luca Caratoni, did discover that many websites are still hosting Flash applets that were compiled with an old and vulnerable version of Flex. The Adobe Flex SDK was patched back in 2011 for a cross-site request forging vulnerability, and applets that were compiled back then with the old version of Adobe Flex are still out there on websites and are still vulnerable. The problem here is that even if you applied the patch, you essentially applied your SDK, your software development kit, but you didn't patch any applets that you compiled before, so you have to recompile them all. The CVE-40 vulnerability is 2011-2461. They found actually three sites that are within the Alexa top 10 that did host vulnerable applets. They also do have a passive scanner, ParrotNG, which is a plugin into the professional Burp Suite that you can use to discover vulnerable plugins. So this is something that you can use to find them. But overall, make sure you don't have any old Flash plugins sitting on your systems. This has actually also been a problem for our website in the past. We had in the past, okay, movies and such, where we did have a Flash player for it. By now, I think we replaced all of them with HTML5 movies, which of course doesn't require that you also host a Flash applet to play them back. That has sort of worked somewhat better for us than trying to keep up with patching all of these Flash applets that come, for example, with screen recording software like Camtasia and such that tend to be vulnerable, but then it's really hard to keep all these applets that are deployed on your server up to date. And I guess it was just a matter of time for wind turbines that utilities deploy worldwide to be vulnerable to web application vulnerabilities. In this case, the wind turbine can be forced via cross-site request forging to change the default admin password to any password the user or attacker desires. With that, the attacker can then gain full admin access to the turbine and, of course, turn off power, reduce power, or do whatever to mess up attached electricity systems. And Google is reporting that it found again a number of fake SSL certificates for its domains google.com and gmail.com. Apparently, in this case, a small Egyptian certificate authority was responsible for this. They're going by the name of MCS Holdings. Now, apparently, what happened here was MCS Holdings does own a signing certificate that's derived from CNNIC. CNNIC is the Chinese Network Information Center, and it holds a widely respected root certificate. Now, this intermediate certificate that MCS Holdings used was then used to sign certificates for various companies that tried to intercept their employees' SSL traffic to Google on corporate proxies. Of course, there is no telling how many certificates MCS Holdings issued. Some of these certificates, of course, are now invalidated in various CRLs, and Google also, for a while now, not just based on this incident, but based on prior incident, if you are using any Google products, like for example Chrome, they will reject Google certificates unless they are issued by a small subset of certificate authorities that Google currently uses. This is yet another reminder that after all the hoopla we had with Freak, Poodle, and other similar vulnerabilities in SSL, in SSL implementations, and the standard, the big problem still remains the certificate authority system and really the human aspect, the political aspect of SSL. That probably has caused way more problems than any of the technical problems with SSL so far. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.